Pittsburgh. This is Chuck Thompson along with Jack Quinlan welcoming you to the seventh and deciding game of the 1960 World Series between the New York Yankees and the Pittsburgh Pirates on behalf of your hosts, the General Motors Corporation and the Gillette Safety Razor Company. Once again, here at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, the weatherman has given us absolutely ideal weather for baseball. The temperature, just as we came on the air this afternoon, 70 degrees, and another not quite so bright but sunny afternoon. Not quite so bright because there is a very noticeable haze over the ballpark here at Forbes Field this afternoon. But other than that, weather conditions are perfect. And the song that all of the ball players were singing around the batting cage prior to the ball game today, of course, was one called There's No Tomorrow. As Casey Stengel said yesterday, this thing has now settled down to a one-game series. And as he so often has been in the past, Mr. Stengel is more than just a little bit right again. All that has gone before is meaningless insofar as this seventh game is concerned. And it matters not that the Yankees have scored 46 runs on 78 base hits in six games to date. They must win today, or it's all in vain. And should the Yankees lose, of course, people who look back on this series would forever ask themselves, how could the Yankees score all of those runs and still not win? And, of course, too much cannot be said about the great relief hurling of little Elroy Face in the three previous Pirate wins. But unless he is able to repeat, if called upon this afternoon in the seventh and deciding game, those previous efforts will today not mean a thing. Dick Grove will present the lineup card for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and charging out of that dugout off the third base side comes Casey Stengel. And we're just a couple of moments away from the big one, the seventh, the final, the deciding game of the 1960 World Series. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the announcement on the playing and singing of the national anthem. Ronnie Saracen and the band here at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, and our national anthem. Game of the 1960 World Series is being brought to you from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.
Hurry on down to your soul, honey, and get yourself a great big deal. You'll find out you can save some money on paper made big deal. The Capri Mark III, old man alive, was $2.49, not $1.95. So hurry on down to your soul, honey, get yourself a deal, a great big deal, a great big paper made great big deal.
It's Paper Mate's big deal. The Paper Mate Capri Mark III pen, regularly $2.49, is now just $1.95. Yes, the Capri Mark III, the pen that positively won't skip, even writes over butter, is now yours at the big deal price of only $1.95. And your paper mate is unconditionally guaranteed. If it doesn't perform, we'll replace it. So get a big deal. Get a paper mate Capri Mark III, was $2.49, now just $1.95.
So won't you hurry on down to your soul, honey? Catch yourself a deal, a great big deal, a great big paper mate, big deal.
And now the Yankee batting order for the final game. Leading off, second base, Bobby Richardson. Batting two, shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting three, Roger Maris, right field. Batting four, Mickey Mantle, center field. Batting five, Yogi Berra, left field. Batting six, Bill Skowron, first base. Batting seven, Johnny Blanchard, the catcher. Batting eight, Cletus Boyer, third base. And the pitcher, Bob Turley. The Pirates will bat with Bill Verdon, hitting number one in center field. Dick Grote playing shortstop, batting two. Bob Skinner back in the lineup, batting three and playing left field. Rocky Nelson bats four and plays first base. Batting five in right field, Roberto Clemente. Number six hitter, Burgess, the catcher. Batting seven, Don Hoke, of third. Number eight hitter is Mazeroski, the second baseman. And then the pitcher, Vernon Law. And as Richardson steps in for the New York Yankees, and we come to the payoff game of the 1960 World Series, it is again with a great deal of pleasure that I turn this microphone over to the man from Chicago and the Chicago Cubs, Jack Quinlan.
Thank you, Chuck, and hi once again, baseball fans. Here's Richardson leading off. The fine Yankee second baseman takes the first pitch from Vernon Law, curve outside for ball one. The umpires in this ball game from the National League, Bill Joukowsky behind the plate, Nestor Shylock of the American League at first base, Dusty Bogus of the National League at second. Line drive hit right back to Grote, and he nails it for one out. Richardson lines to shortstop Dick Grote. Dusty Bogus of the National League at second. John Stevens of the American League is the third base umpire. Stan Landis from the National League is down the foul line in left field. And Jim Honachick of the American League down the foul line in right field. One out and nobody on as Richardson hit a screaming line drive right back to Dick Grote. Here's Kubek, the Yankee shortstop, left-handed batter. The pitch to him is a ball that's low and inside. In the series so far, Kubek has 10 hits in 27 at-bats for an average of 370. He's driven in three runs. Left-handed batter who during the course of the season for the Yankees hit 273. Here's a pop foul down the left side out of play back into the crowd. And the count on Kubek is even up at ball one and strike one. Vernon Law has won two of the three Pirate victories in this series. The other one was captured by Harvey Haddix. In game one, Law beat Art Dittmar 6-4 here at Forbes Field, and Vernon Law also won game number four, 3-2 over Ralph Terry at New York. Kubek lifts a high pop-up out into short right. Mazeroski back on the grass, makes the catch, two gone. Kubek pops up on a change of pace curveball to Bill Mazeroski, and they're two gone, and the Bucks whip that ball around the infield. The Tiger at third base, Don Hoke, flips the ball back to Vernon Law. Here's Roger Maris now, the Yankee right fielder. Bill Stafford and Bobby Shantz, a right-hander and a left-hander, warming up in the Yankee bullpen. Maris, hitting 320 in the series, he takes the first pitch, a fastball from Law, inside for a ball. Rogers had 8 for 25, two homers, two runs driven in. Bob Skinner playing left field for the Pirates, first time we've seen him in over a week. Here's the pitch to Maris, a ball that's outside, 2-0 on Roger. Bill Verdon in center field and Roberto Clemente in right. It's Don Hoke at third, Dick Grote at short, Mazeroski at second, and Rocky Nelson playing first. Burgess catching, and tall Vernon Law on the mound. 2-0 to Maris. Roger takes a strike call right over the plate, belt high. Two balls and one strike. Two out and nobody on base. The 25th World Series for the New York Yankees. They have 18 World Championships, seven of them under Casey Stengel. Here's the 2-1 pitch on the way. Fastball inside to Maris, and it's 3-1 now. Frank Crisetti coaching at third for the Yankees. Ralph Houk down on the first base coach's box. 3-1 on Maris with two gone in the top of the first on a hazy afternoon but sunny at Forbes Field. 3-1 pitch. A foul ball. He tried to check his swing, and the ball jumped off the bat and went right back here to the screen. 3-2 on Maris with two gone. As Chuck told you earlier, these Bombers have really been hitting. They've scored 46 runs and made 78 hits. They have a team batting average of 341 in the first six games of this series. Now the windup by Law. 3-2 pitch to Roger Maris. A swing and a high pop-up on the infield. In foul territory, moves third baseman Don Hoke. Down the line, he's got it. Retires the side. 3-3 in the top of the first inning for New York. And after half an inning, it's the Yankees nothing and the Pirates nothing. Well, the sports writers here have made the Yankees favorites to win this ballgame and the World Series. However it goes, today is my last chance to urge you once more to try that superlative new Gillette Super Blue Blade. Thousands upon thousands have since the opening game, and they've discovered a degree of comfort and satisfaction they never thought possible. In fact, you'd be amazed at the number of men who have written Gillette that when they first shaved with the Super Blue Blade, they would scarcely believe there was a blade in the razor. So why not try it? You get clean shaves, refreshing shaves, so fast and easy, why, you just gotta try it to get the picture. Credit that to edges produced by a special process that is exclusive with Gillette. Graduate technicians call this a scientific breakthrough. To make a trial even more appealing, Gillette has a special that's a knockout. You get a supply of Gillette Super Blue Blades, a modern Gillette Super Speed Razor, and trim travel case, all for 89 cents. Separately, Gillette Super Blue Blades cost 69 cents for 10, a dollar for 15. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Center fielder Bill Verdon starts it off with the Pirates. He's had 5 hits in 25 at-bats in the series, an average of 200, well below the 264 that he hit during the course of the regular season. Verdon, however, has been a standout on defense through the first 6 games in center field. Bob Turley on the mound. During the course of the year for the Yankees, he won 9, he lost 3. Included among his 9 wins was 1 shutout. Here's the windup by the big right-hander. First pitch to Bill Verdon. A ball, it's high and inside. Well, over the last 6 months, since April, each team has played 160 games, but this is the only one that counts. 154 regular season games, 6 World Series games, and this one, Game 7. Here's a swing and a long drive to deep left center. Yogi Berra moving back. He's under the ball. Should make the play and does, and there's one out. Verdon flies to the left fielder, Yogi Berra. One gone, it brings up the National League batting champion, shortstop, and captain Dick Groat of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Groat has had only 5 hits in 24 at-bats for an average of 208 in the World Series. During the year, he hit 325, good enough to lead the National League. Setting up the Yankee defense, Berra in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right, Cleet Boyer at third, Tony Kubek at short, Richardson at second, and Moose Gowron at first. Pitch to Groat, high over his head, ball one. Turley on the mound has a World Series record of 4 wins and 3 defeats. 2 years ago, he won 2 games in the series against the Milwaukee Braves. 1-0 pitch by Turley. Swinging a high pop fly out behind short. Here's Kubek back on the grass. Berra coming in. Kubek calling, still backing up. He's under the ball and makes the play. 2 gone. Groat pops up to the opposing shortstop, Kubek. And here's Bob Skinner, who's been out of action for a week with a jammed left thumb. Skinner has had 1-for-3. Played in only the first game and jammed his thumb, sliding into third base, and he's been out of action ever since. During the season, Skinner hit 273, clubbed 15 home runs, and drove in 86 runs. 2 out, nobody on base, the bottom of the first, no score. The Yankees and the Pirates with all the gold on the line, the blue chips on the table. It's the end of the line. Here's a curve, a slow curve thrown in by Turley, and it gets the inside corner letter high. 1 strike on Skinner. Mickey Vernon coaching at first base, Frank Osiak at third. Jammed crowd at Forbes Field. Wind up, 0-1 pitch. Skinner takes a slow curve outside. A ball and a strike. Skinner, left-handed batter. Big, lanky fella from San Diego. Here's the pitch by Turley. Here's a fastball foul back here, and it's onto the net right behind the plate. A ball and 2 strikes. Skinner was signed by the Pirates on the strength of his fine showing in high school and American Legion ball back at La Jolla and San Diego. He's one of the most respected left-handed batters in the National League. The plate umpire, Bill Joukowsky, now has called time. Evidently, a ball got away from somebody in the Yankee bullpen out here. Stafford and Shands continuing to throw just in case Turley has trouble. They're 2 gone, nobody on base, the last half of the first, no score. A ball, two strikes on left-handed swinging Bob Skinner. Turley rocks back and fires a curve, and it's inside. 2-2. 300 feet down the right field line, then the high screen, which extends from the foul pole over to right field at the 375 sign. 436 to right center, 457 to the deepest part of left center, and here's Turley winding. 2-2 on the way. Ball high and outside. Yes, sir, the marbles are all on the ground in this one. It's now or never. This is it. The Pirate victories have been by scores of 6-4, 3-2, and 5-2. The Yankee wins have been 16-3, 10-0, and 12-0. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Skinner with 2 gone. The windup and the pitch by Turley. A ball 4. He walked him high and outside. So there's the first base runner of the afternoon. Skinner walks on a 3-2 pitch, and it brings up the first baseman, Rocky Nelson. Nelson's had 2 out of 6 so far in the series, a .333 average. During the year, he hit an even .300. The Rock hit 7 home runs and drove in 35 runs. The Pirates have not been hitting during this series the way they hit during the course of the season. They had a team batting average during the regular campaign of .276, better than anybody in either league. During the World Series, however, the Pirate team batting average is .241. 100 points below the Yankees. Skinner on first and 2 out. Pitch to Rocky Nelson. Curveball, it's inside, ball 1. Johnny Blanchard doing the catching. Elston Howard was hit yesterday and suffered a broken bone in the right hand. Blanchard doing the catching again today, and Yogi Berra stationed once again in left field. He's well off that foul line, however. They're playing Rocky around to the right in the Yankee outfield. Skinner on first, 2 gone. Pitch to Nelson. A ball, it's down low, 2-0. Bob Turley won game number 2 right here at Forbes Field when he beat Bob Friend 16-3. Turley has had 6 days of rest. He should be as strong as a bull. He was a .700 percentage pitcher virtually all of 1960, but his performance was a bit disappointing in comparison with his great season of 2 years ago. Turley stretchy, now he backs off the rubber. Skinner, a very fast man, on first base with 2 gone in the bottom of the first, no score. Skinner takes his lead, and Turley fires the pitch. A curveball, strike on the inside corner at the knees. Nelson looks at the plate, then looks back at the umpire, Jakowski, and raises one eyebrow about 2 inches over his eye, as if to say, how can you call that one a strike? 2-1 on Rocky. The Yankees won 15 ball games in a row, closing out the 1960 season, which set a major league record for consecutive wins closing out a season. Skinner on first base, 2 gone. Turley's 2-1 pitch to Nelson. A swing and a ball from deep to right field, way back. Hey, a home run, score deck. Rocky Nelson just hit a 2-1 pitch over the screen in the lower seats in right field. And the Pirates lead 2-0 in the first inning. Hit number 1, runs number 1 and 2 off Bob Turley. Rocky Nelson's 3rd hit of the series. A tremendous drive, a line drive that cleared the screen and went into the lower seats in right field. And the Bucks lead by 2 here in the first inning. Here's Clemente, the Pittsburgh right fielder now. The pitch to him, a curveball, a strike on the outside corner. Clemente has had 8 hits in 25 at-bats in the series. A .320 average with 2 runs driven in. During the year, Roberto hit .314. All the Pirate fans are going wacky here in the first inning on a 2-run shot by Rocky Nelson. Here's the pitch. Changeup popped up down the right field line, curving foul. Maris moving over, might have room. He can't get it. It lands on the canopy on top of the Pittsburgh bullpen. 2 strikes on Clemente. On a 3-2 pitch, Bob Skinner drew a walk, and on a 2-1 pitch, Rocky Nelson belted one into the right field seats for 2 runs. All the fans here at Forbes Field are jabbing each other in the ribs with our elbows, talking to each other. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Clemente, swinging a high pop-up out behind second base. Bobby Richardson backpedaling. He's under the ball on the grass, and he should make the play and does to retire the side. In the inning, two runs and one hit. Nobody left on. And at the end of one inning, the Pirates 2, the Yankees nothing. Well, I suppose that Roberto Clemente has about the best arm in the National League. Chuck, don't you think that Rocky Colavito has about the best arm in the American League?
Well, Jack, I'd have to say he certainly has one of the best.
Well, there's one thing about Rocky I know for sure. He has the toughest beard in baseball. But shaving's a walk to him, certainly to hear him tell it. He says, when I shave with a Gillette Super Blue Blade in my Gillette adjustable razor, I can scarcely feel my beard coming off. There's no pull, not the slightest sensation of discomfort. That's from Rocky, a tough beard man who knows. Tough whiskers are a setup for the Gillette adjustable razor, for you adjust it for your own combination of skin and beard. Tender skin, wiry stubble, no matter what. One of the 9 settings you get at a turn of a micrometer dial is just right for you. Every shave is quick, clean, and refreshing. And up to the minute Gillette adjustable razor, a supply of Super Blue Blades and modern travel case costs only $1.95. Get yours at a nearby store. Well, the Pirates lead 2-0 as we swing to the top half of inning number 2, and Mickey Mantle, the Yankee center fielder, will lead off. He'll be followed by Yogi Berra and then Bill Scourin. Mantle has had 7-for-20 during the series, hitting at a .350 clip, 3 home runs and 9 runs driven in. Batting left-handed against right-hander Vernon Law. Here's a fastball inside. Backs him away, and it's ball one. Mantle led the American League in home runs this season with 40. He had 94 runs driven across and a batting average of .276. Pitched by Vernon Law. Fastball fouled off the mask of the plate umpire Bill Joukowsky. And this ball goes back into the box seats behind the plate. 1-1 on Mantle, with the Pirates leading 2-0 on Rocky Nelson's home run with a man on. Don Hoke, Pepper Pot third baseman, talking it up for the Bucks. Dick Groat, their captain at short. Mazeroski second. Nelson playing with arms folded in front of his chest over here at first. Now the 1-1 delivery to Mantle. A ball that's inside. He attempted a bunt, jerked the bat out of the way, and the pitch was a curve, and it was in too close. 2 balls and 1 strike on Mantle. Fans around Forbes Field thought that Mickey did attempt and pushed the bat at the pitch, but Joukowsky says no, he did not. 2-1 pitch. Changeup swung on. Well hit right center. Here's Verdon racing back and over. He's under the ball. He makes the catch. Mantle hit a change of pace curveball to deep right center, and Bill Verdon caught it. One gone in the top half of the second. Here is Yogi Berra now, the Yankee left fielder, who's had 6-for-18 in the series, batting .333 with 4 runs driven in. Berra has played in over 1,800 games in regular season competition, and he now is 3rd on the all-time Yankee list. Lou Gehrig played in 2,164, Babe Ruth in 2,084. One out and nobody on in the second. There's a strike, a breaking ball on the outside corner just above the knees. One strike on Berra. Pirates 2, Yankees nothing. We're in the second inning. The windup, the pitch by the Deacon on the way. Fastball foul behind Ralph Houck, the Yankee coach at first base. Hits the box seat railing. And it's 2 strikes on Yogi Berra. Game number 7, the end of the line. In Vernon Law's 2 previous appearances in the series, he pitched a total of 13 1/3 innings and won both games. Here's a ball low and away. 1-2 on Berra. Dangerous Yankee left-handed batter. One away. Vernon Law winding. 30-year-old right-hander kicks the left leg and delivers 1-2. Swinging a ground ball. Hope to his left. A diving, scrambling stop to his knees. He throws. He's out. From a kneeling position, scrambled to his feet and threw the ball to Nelson, and there's 2 men gone. Well, I'll tell you, he saw dollar signs written all over that ball. They're 2 gone. A great play by Don Hoke, the Pirate third baseman. Here's Bill Scourin now, the Yankee first baseman, who's been one of the hitting stars with 10 hits and 27 at-bats. for a batting average of 370. He swings and he misses, a law-breaking pitch. Strike one. Moose has one homer and five runs driven in the series. Pirates 2, Yankees nothing, top half of the second. Two out of nobody on. Law has retired the first five Yankees in a row. Fastball low. Bill Scourin trying to get a hold of one. 1-1 the count, the windup, the pitch by Vernon Law. Swinging a chopper to the shortstop, Groves should get him. Here's the peg to Rocky Nelson. Retires the side. Three up and three down again in the top half of the second for New York. No runs, no hits, and none left. After 1.5 innings of play, the Pirates 2, the Yankees nothing.
For the cool, refreshing lift you crave, try a Gillette Foamy Shave. Shave and cool and shave and wet. Beats any kind of shaving yet. Shave Gillette.
Smokey Burgess leads off in the last half of the second inning for Pittsburgh. He's had four hits in 15 at-bats with no runs driven in. A 267 batting average in World Series play. During the year, Burgess hit 294 with seven homers and 39 RBIs. Bob Turley, two runs behind, winding the first pitch to Smokey Burgess, a high outside curve. Bill Stafford is still throwing in the Yankee bullpen. Shantz has sat down on the bullpen bench out there now. 1-0 on Burgess, leading off the last half of the second for the Bucks. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on, a shot. Good! Pass first base down the right field line. Here's Burgess rounding first. It's going to be held to a long single as Maris quickly fires that ball into Kubek at second base. A line shot between Scourin and the line, and here's Casey Stengel coming out of the Yankee dugout. Burgess got around on one, and he drilled it past Bill Scourin into the right field corner. It's only the second hit off of Bob Turley, but Stengel is walking to the mound. He's at Stafford warming up. Shantz was warming up in the first inning. Stafford's been throwing since the ball game started, and Casey's looking out to the bullpen, and I believe he's going to make a change here. Of course, you have to go with your best in this one because, as Chuck mentioned earlier, there is no tomorrow. This is it. This is the end of the line as far as it can go, and Bill Stafford's being called in to relieve Bob Turley. Turley worked one inning and the one batter in the second. He allowed two runs and two hits. He didn't strike out anybody. He walked a man. And Billy Stafford, who was in a ball game the other day in New York and did such a creditable job in a relief role, is being called in. He worked five innings. Stafford, in a ball game at Yankee Stadium the other day, did not allow a run, gave up only three hits, struck out two, and here's Turley heading for the showers. It's up to Bill Stafford now to stop the Pirates. Everyone was wondering, of course, when these Bucks were going to begin hitting. They've not been hitting the way they did during 154 games during the National League campaign. As I mentioned, they had only a 241 batting average in the six previous games of this World Series here in 1960. On the mound now is young Bill Stafford, the newest member of the Yankee pitching staff. He was purchased from the Richmond Farm Club. He has displayed excellent control in his brief big league career. Don Hope now, the scrappy Pittsburgh third baseman, and one of the prime candidates for the Most Valuable Player Award in the National League this year. Hope is hitting 250 in series play with five hits and 20 at-bats. He's driven in three Pittsburgh runs. Smokey Burgess on first. There's nobody out. Hope takes one high and inside for ball one. The Pirates 2, the Yankees nothing. The ball game in the last half of inning number two. The first six games has drawn a total attendance of 313,130 fans. Burgess leads at first. Stafford fires. Curveball up around the head. 2-0 on Don Hoke. Johnny Blanchard gets a new baseball from the plate umpire, carries it about a third of the way out to the hill, rubs it up, and then fires it back to Bill Stafford. Turley taken out early by manager Casey Stengel. Even though he had had 6 days rest, Stengel did not care for what he saw. Here's the pitch to Hope. Ball three, long outside. The on-deck man is Bill Mazeroski. Game number seven of the 1960 World Series. Burgess leads 3-0, pitched by Stafford is ball four, down low. Hulk walks on four pitches. It puts Pirate runners on first and second with nobody out and brings up the fine Pirate second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Fleet Boyer, the Yankee third baseman, has called time. He has gone to the mound to talk to the pitcher. Mazeroski hitting .286 in the World Series with 6 for 21. During the year, Billy the Kid batted .273. Up until Rocky Nelson hit a home run in the first inning today, Mazeroski had the only Pittsburgh home run of this World Series. Now, the Bucks have hit two home runs. The Yankees, of course, have eight. Ralph Terry is warming up now along with Bobby Shands and the Yankee bullpen. Here's the pitch. Maz bunts, a little dribbler down the third base line. They let it roll, and it rolls foul. He bunted one down the third base line, and about halfway toward third, the ball rolled over the foul line as both Stafford and Boyer, the pitcher and third baseman, went after it. And the runners go back. Burgess to second and Hoke to first. There is nobody out. The Pirates lead 2-0 here in the last half of the second inning. Jack Quinlan and Chuck Thompson reporting the play-by-play story from Forbes Field. The ballpark that was built in 1909 and that is being shook to the rafters by the fans here today. One strike on Mazeroski, right-handed batter. Reliever Bill Stafford looks in to get the sign from Blanchard. Burgess leads away from second. Hoke leads at first. Here's the bunt down the third base line. The pitcher has it. Throws to first base. He's safe. The bases are loaded. Bobby Richardson took the throw from the pitcher Stafford, and Mazeroski beat it out for a hit. The bases are loaded with nobody out for Vernon Law. Hit number three by the Pirates. A beautiful bunt by Mazeroski as he laid one down the third base line. The pitcher Stafford jumped off the hill, came over to the foul line, picked up the ball, and fired to first base to Richardson covering, but it was too late, and all hands were safe. And again, Casey Stengel is making his way to the hill. Ralph Terry, a right-hander, and little Bobby Shantz, a veteran southpaw, are throwing in the New York bullpen down the left field line. The batter is going to be the Pirate pitcher, Vernon Law. Stengel talking to Stafford and Blanchard. Old Casey's jaw wigwagging up and down out there. He's going to leave Stafford in to pitch to the pitcher, Vernon Law. The Pirates have the bases loaded with nobody out. They lead 2-0 here in the last half of the second inning. Law has had 2 for 4 with one run driven in. During the year, Vernon hit 181. He hit one homer and drove in 7 runs. Stafford in hot water up to his neck, winding. Here's the pitch to Vernon Law on the way. It's a slider that's outside, ball one. Barra in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right. Straight away. Fleet Boyer, Tony Kubek, Bobby Richardson, and Moose Gowron around the Yankee infield. Stafford here in relief of Bob Turley in the bottom of the second. The Pirates lead 2-0. Here's the pitch on the way. Lost swings, and he misses. Looked like Vernon was trying to go to right field. A ball and a strike on Law. Smokey Burgess started the inning with a shot past the first baseman down the line for a single. Stafford came on, and he walked Hoke on 4 pitches, and Mazeroski beat out a bunt to load him up. 1-1 delivery. A little half swing, and he fouls it off here into the Pittsburgh dugout at first base. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. The Bucks 2, the Yankees nothing, and the Pirates threatening to get more here. The bases full, nobody out in the last half of inning number 2. Beautiful sunny day at Forbes Field. Another piece of cooperation from the weatherman. Stafford winding now. The 1-2 pitch to Vernon Law. A swing and a tap to the mound. Here's the throw to the plate out. Here's the relay to first base. It's a double play. A double play from Stafford to Blanchard to the first baseman Scourin. Burgess is forced at the plate. On the play, Don Hook moves to third and Mazeroski goes to second base. So Law hits into a double play from the pitcher to the catcher to the first baseman. And now the Pirates have runners on second and third with two out, and the batter is Bill Burden. Fine pitching by Bill Stafford. He still is not out of it, however. 22-year-old right-hander coming in here in a toughest spot that he could possibly be in. And so far, he's done a fine job after walking Hope and giving up that bunt single to Mazeroski. He made the pitcher tap into a double play. And now here's Bill Burden, who hit a fly ball to Yogi Berra back in the first inning. The windup and the pitch to Burden. A swing and a shot foul into the upper deck in right field. Got around on a curveball, and they rammed it upstairs, but foul by a long margin. One strike on Burden. The last five World Series that the Yankees have been in have gone the limit, seven games. So far, many World Series records have been broken. Many series records have been tied. And there'll be more broken and tied in this ballgame here today. One strike on Burden. Pirate teammates on second and third. Two gone in the last half of the second. The Bucks lead by two. Young Bill Stafford winding. 0-1 to Burden. Curveball. Foul down the left side out of play into the upper deck. Hits the roof and drops downstairs. Two strikes to count on Burden. New baseball is handed to the catcher Blanchard. He rubs it up, fires it out to Bill Stafford. This kid may be 22, but he has shown a lot of moxie down through the stretch. And he's done a terrific job in the World Series thus far. He's out in front of the batter, two strikes. Wind up by Stafford. New York right-hander fires a fastball high and inside. He has to jump out of the way. 1-2 on Burden. Two hits and a walk loaded him up. But then Law tapped into the double play by way of home plate. Buck runners on second and third lead away. Mazeroski at second. Hoke down the line at third. 1-2 pitch to Bill Burden. Curveball line right center. Here's Maris coming on. Can't get it. A base hit. One run scores. Here's the other man scoring. Maris bobbles the ball and Burden takes the second. Bill Burden lined a shot into right center field. Roger Maris.